Well, let's see the beginning of Halacha Aleph in Perek Dalet. Kol v'hayos haguf bari v'shalem midarkei Hashem. Shaharei I efshar sheyaven o yeda v'hu chole. Tzorach odom lahorchei atzmu midvorem hama'abdim es haguf. Ulahanig atzmo bedvarim hamavrim hamachlimim. Then the Rambam continues with Elohim. Okay, so some of this we understand. The reality is that if a person doesn't feel well, if a person's in pain, it impairs his ability to concentrate. It diminishes his mental capacity. So we all know that from experience. Given this metzias, in fact, it does follow that a person ought to the extent that it's biyado, avoid getting sick, avoid situations where or conditions developing that will result in his experiencing pain. That's also clear. But the Rambam insists that it's midarkei Hashem. Midarkei Hashem means that it's v'halachta b'drachav, and that's why I'm talking about it. The Rambam says in Hilchos Deis. That's why the Rambam proceeds to give us dietary advice in Hilchos Deis. So it's not only that this is a chiyuv, which we understand. That's grasped easily enough. No, it's Hilchos Deis. And even Hilchos Deis, we could have and would have understood if the Rambam would have framed his argument differently. If the Rambam would have said that Hilchos Deis is about being balanced, and that means being balanced in matters of diet as well. So now I'm going to tell you how to be balanced in dietary matters. But he doesn't say it that way either. He skips over that and just says, no. Since Eif Shoshiyavin O Yeda V'hu Chole, that's why it's Midarkei Hashem. That's why it's V'halachta B'drachav. So how does this follow? How does this integrate into Darkei Hashem?
Can I
ask some question again? When we learn Perek Aleph of Zayis, so we walk away, understandably, with the understanding that Darkei Hashem is when a person's actions are balanced, are measured. We don't walk away with the understanding from Perek Aleph that anything good or noble that you do is Darkei Hashem. I mean, if the Rambam would have said that in Perek Aleph, so we would have understood that, but he didn't say that in Perek Aleph, right? He said the balance, measured. And here the Rambam says, well, since it's a good thing, since it's an important thing, since it's a necessary thing, it's Midarkei Hashem. Without appealing to the fact because it's balanced, because it's measured. So you talk in as follows. Again, this is a. It needs an introduction to the idea. We saw yesterday in Halacha Gimel, rewinding to Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. Hamanig Atzma al Pir Refuah. Im sama libo sheyeh kol gufo ve'evorav shleimim v'chazokim bilvad v'sheyeh lo bonim osin melachto v'amelin l'tzarka ein zo derech tov. So as we understood yesterday, ein zo derech tov isn't stam a sort of dismissal ba'alma, but it means it's not malachta b'dracha, because in Perek Aleph the Rambam said that the malachta b'dracha is drachim tovim v'yasharim. So it's clear that when he says ein zo derech tov here, he doesn't mean just stam, this isn't the right thing. He means that the balance notwithstanding, again, that the person has the exact proper balance. He spends he follows all the recommendations as to how much time you should spend exercising and what type of exercise you need to do the chulu. So he couldn't be more balanced than that. If he's not doing it for the right ultimate purpose, well, goal is not Valachta V'dachav. Not just that it's lacking in Valachta V'dachav, it isn't. Ein zu derech tov. So again, how did the Rambam lay the, again, that Kishala Atzmo, we can understand this Kishala Atzmo also, but how did the Rambam lay the foundation for that in Perek Aleph? How does all this connect and follow from Perek Aleph? It just seems to be a different take, a different understanding. So the chara as follows. Again, this is the Hakdama. Back in Perek Aleph, we understood that the correct Havana, again, within Perek Aleph, of the Midah Beinonis, is not that a person is supposed to be a five. If one depicts the two extremes as 0 and 10, it's not that a person is supposed to be a five, but rather a person should be sholeit that neither the midah of 0, by illustration, apathy, neither the midah of 10, by illustration, being a balkas, that he shouldn't be enslaved by either of those passions, by either of those, but adrav, he should be shalit. Ruba de ruba de ruba, what that means is, practically it will express itself as a five, but we saw by the example the Rambam gave his kas, that that's not what the definition is. The definition is not that he's a five. The definition is that he has this shlita. Which is why, in the instance of kas, the way the Rambam illustrates the midah beninus is not that he reacts with an emotional reaction of a five. No, he does get angry, again, leaving aside the stira to perek beis. Itaka does get angry, but only aldova godo shavoy lechosalav, and even then his kas is intended shelo yehosa kayotze bo pam acharis. Now, yitachen that the a little bit of the omek hapshat here is as follows. The Rambam writes in Parak Aleph of Yisod HaTorah, and the Rambam elsewhere says that everyone is mechuyev to know this, to have proper emunah. This isn't something which is for the Rabbi Akivas and the Rambams and the Reb Chaims of the world, but this is for everyone. This is for every one of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists in a permanent, unchanging state of perfection. Right? We're always changing. We're always affected by things. There are things that make us happy. There are things that make us sad. There are things that make us tired. There are things that energize us. There are things that interest us, there are things that bore us. We change, and as a result, stimuli affect us, and we change in response. But in Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no hipa'alus. Again, hipa'alus means being acted upon to change. Kodesh Baruch Hu is in a state of perfection. Again, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in different ways because depending upon what the correct reaction is that we elicit from Him, so we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Melech Rachamon. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being done and being no came, but not because there's any change in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because he's emotionally affected or acted upon, but just because in his perfection, different situations warrant different courses of action, different responses. Obviously, the degree, the infinite degree to which this is true of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can never be true of a person. But that having been said, ultimately, the real key of a halachta v'drachot is that a person, as much as possible, doesn't react just because he's out of emotion, where he's again sort of just being acted upon, but a person acts in a way that's calibrated to do what's right. So if the parent is disciplining the child, it's not because the parent is angered by the fact that the child is not listening to him. No, the parent, I mean, that is what happens an awful lot of the time. That is what one sees an awful lot of the time. And that's not parenting, and that's not what's supposed to be happening. If the parent is disciplining the child, it should be, because the parent is making a calm, composed judgment that this is necessary and this is what's best for the child's chinuch, not out of frustration that the parent is not being listened to. As much as possible, to lead with seichel, as opposed to being just leading with emotion is the way we follow B'darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by whom there is no hipa'alus. And again, that's what underlies. Again, we said that the you see from the Rambam's example by Kass, and that's the very first illustration he gives, and this is why it's the very first illustration, that really V'alakta B'drachav means that a person is not a five, but that he's sholeit on both the zero and the ten, and as circumstances warrant, he acts accordingly. That's why when a person is a five in acts, in, let's say when it comes to achilush siyah, so 99% of the time he acts with a five. On Yom Tov he eats more than he does otherwise because it's a mitzvah. And on Yom Kippur he doesn't eat at all. And he has the capacity to do that because it's not that he's a five. No, he's sholeit. That's really what the full kiyum of the halacha b'drachav is. And again, the a little bit of the Omek HaDover is because... Well, so one more step here, Rabbi Wilson. If a person reacts emotionally, so I understand. So why is he angry now? Because this is something that annoys him, that frustrates him, that provokes him. If he doesn't react, but it's an emotional lack of reaction, so I understand. What determines that? Well, because B'teva, he's an apathetic person. That's just his comfort zone, is not to react. But if a person is not being dictated to by that, so then what does determine what? So then there's a vacuum here, right? Kolzman, that I'm guided by my emotions, by my yitzorim, by my drives, by my impulses. Okay. So there's an engine that's driving, and that's gonna chart the path. But if you remove that, so then that there's a void here. So what fills the void? So again, we asked in Perek Gimel, when the Rambam says that even though a person is being so balanced and so disciplined in terms of diet, in terms of exercise, in terms of everything, if he's not doing it for the right to'elas, it's not v'halachta b'drachav. Again, v'halachta b'drachav is the darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't act mitochi palus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't act when he's merachem on us because we tugged at his heartstrings. But he acts out of doing what's right. So that means that the ultimate kima v'alachta b'drachav has to include what our goal is in what we're doing, not just what we're doing. So memela in Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel, when the Rambam says that hamanag atzmo al pi ha'refuim som alibo sheyeh kol gufo ve'evo shleimim v'chazokim b'vav chilu b'olam osa melachto v'amein l'tzorko hagam, that it's a five. Couldn't be more of a five. Mamish bullseye. Five. But af al pi chen ein zo darach tova. Because basically he's substituting, instead of, okay, so someone else, so he's driven by, he wants pleasure out of his eating. So that's why he's not disciplined in his eating. And someone else is too lazy to exercise, so he's driven by that. And he wants to be a bodybuilder. So how is that any better? How is that more of a, how is that, he wants to feel good. That's not more than the halakha b'drachav the fact that he's a five doesn't make it more of a halakha b'drocha than the guy who's the zero or the ten. The Davkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu are not mitoch hipa'alus, but rather than mitoch what's right, what's good. So too, we, again, obviously, without failing, obviously recognizing the infinite gap between what it means on our level and what it means by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without losing sight of that infinite gap. So for us, the Halachta B'drachav is, yes, it means measured, disciplined, but measured and disciplined, therefore, for what's right. And that's exactly what the Rambam says here in Perek Dalet as well. Hayos, kol ve'yos ha'guv bori v'shalem yidakei Hashem hu, I efshar she'yovin o yeda v'hu chola, so that memela, that makes it midakei Hashem. Practically and phenomenologically, 99% of the time, the Valach de Bedrocha means to act with a five. That's what it means practically. And if you're sort of looking on the surface, right, that's what it means phenomenologically, right? You're looking at the phenomenon. It's a five. But in terms of what it represents is, instead of acting mitoch hipa'alus, the hipa'alus can be, I like this. Again, I like it on a emotional level, not something which reflects, you know, which is born out of reflection and thoughtfulness. What the Yisod Hadavar is, again, that a person, instead of acting mitoch hipa'alus, I like this, I don't like this, I want to do this, I don't want to do this, instead of acting mitoch hayetzer, that a person acts mitoch what? So what takes the place of that? Mitoch what's right. Maybe, I'm not sure. Again, all of this needs to be carefully thought through and reviewed and presumably somewhat tweaked. But in Parag Aleph, so the Rambam, again, more than once, but I guess maybe most conspicuously at the end of Halacha Hey, Mitzuvim Anu Lalechiz B'drachim Eila HaBenim V'Heim HaDrachim HaTovim V'HaYasharim. The Rambam has two adjectives. They probably should be understood, you know, Ke'ilu, that it's even hyphenated, maybe. Tovim V'Yasharim. To say that it's yosher doesn't sufficiently capture it. To say that it's tov isn't adequate. You need that combination. So maybe the pshat is as follows. What image does yosher evoke? So yosher evokes the following imagery. So imagine you're in a lake in a rowboat, and you want to steer a course that's straight. So what that means is that you don't want to be pulled in either direction. That's what yosher represents, right? Yosher represents to go straight on the lake. So it means that you're not going to let a current pull you in the northerly direction. You're not going to let the current pull you in the southerly direction. When you row, you're going to exert equal force with your right side and your left side. So you're not being pulled in either direction. So that captures, again, that the person is not being ruled over by the midah of kas. He's not being ruled over by the midah of apathy. He's not being ruled over by a hedonistic impulse. He's not being ruled over by an ascetic impulse. But then, what is he being ruled over by? What substitutes for being guided by what's pleasurable, what's enjoyable, what's desirable? So tov is what substitutes for that. Maybe that's the pshat. Okay, we'll stop here for now.